A Jewish Journal article. Homeless encampment outside of Pico Robertson Mikveh, uncomfortable for women. When women go to the mikveh, it is supposed to be a serene, spiritual experience. But now, a homeless encampment that's popped up just steps away from the Pico Robertson Mikveh, Mikveh Esther, is making women uncomfortable about going for their monthly ritual. On the morning of May 18, Mikveh Esther sent out a community-wide email with a photo of the encampment, stating, "There is a homeless encampment outside the mikveh. It is important that everyone in the community email and/or call to request that the encampment be removed, and that the trash, which includes large shards of broken mirror, be cleaned up." The email encouraged the community to report the encampment to CD5 Councilwoman Katie Yaroslavsky, who represents the district, as well as submit a service request to have the encampment removed. According to a spokeswoman from the mikveh, after the email was sent out, the tent was moved to just around the corner from the mikveh, where women park their cars. "We are concerned some women may not feel comfortable coming," she said. "One of our staff has said, the homeless person is a friendly person, but the concern is only about our users continuing to come without hesitation." Pico Robertson resident Yulia Medovoy Edelstein, who is a doula and yoga teacher, said she enjoys the mikveh, but is now hesitant about going there. "It's a very vulnerable experience going to and from the mikveh," she said. "It's already a little uncomfortable, and even more so now with the encampments." Sam Yebri, a local leader who ran for the CD5 position that Yaroslavsky currently holds, said that this encampment is just another example of the city's failures. "The fact that we are seeing an increasing number of homeless encampments near sensitive areas in our neighborhoods despite record spending reflects an utter failure of our policymakers to address this humanitarian crisis with urgency and common sense," he said. The Jewish Journal reached out to Councilwoman Yaroslavsky's office for comment, but did not receive a reply. The mikveh spokeswoman doesn't know who moved the tent to the corner, and has not yet heard from the city or the police about this matter. She said, "But, many people emailed, called, and maybe they have heard." Update. In a statement provided to the Journal, Councilwoman Yaroslavsky said, "My team and I are actively engaged on this issue. As a Jewish woman, I believe everyone should have the right to participate in their religious rituals and traditions safely and without fear. Our office has been working very closely with Rabbi Muskin and the community to find a humane solution."